Have important message for you all.
啊，我今天晚上给大家有一个很重要的一个信息。
However, the message is incredibly simple and elementary.
啊，尽管这个信息很重要，但是这个信息也是非常的简单。
And yet, I realized I didn't really take this by heart when I was a young Christian.
啊，但是我意识到，在我还是一个年轻的基督徒的时候，我却没有能够很好的来意识到这一点。
And therefore, I would like to share this message with all of you.
啊，所以因此，我想再把这个很重要的信息跟大家一起来分享一下。
The topic of today's sharing is Christians Newton's Law.
啊，那我今天要给大家分享的主题是基督徒的牛顿定律。
So when we talk about Newton, we realize he is a very intelligent scientist.
啊，当我们讨论到牛顿的时候，我们都知道他是一个非常聪明、有智慧的一个科学家。
He observed many truths from the science, phenomenon of the living things around us.
啊，他从我们周围的生活环境当中、事物当中，他观察到很多的真理。
So I would like to use him as the backbone of the message.
啊，那我想用他来成为我们今天这个正道的一个基础核心。
Before I go on to the scripture reading today, I would like to ask you a simple question.
啊，在我们今天读我们今天要读的经文之前，我想问大家一个简单的问题。
I would like to ask you, do you think your name is more important or your food is more important? The choice of your food is more important.
啊，那我想问大家的问题是，你认为对你来说，你的名字、你的姓名是更重要，还是你所吃的食物是更重要的？
Those people who think your name is definitely more important than your food, please raise your hand.
啊，如果觉得名字更重要的，能不能把手举起来？
Okay, those people who think that all of you who didn't raise hand, I believe you think food is more important in your name
for, 啊，所以compared to your name. Is that true? 食物更重要。
Anyone think your food is more important than your name? Please raise your hand. All right, we have half and half. All right.
啊，那50%、50%吧，一半一半。
So that, let's read some scripture.
好，那我们来读一下我们今天要读的经文。
Actually, your reaction is quite surprising to me.
啊，你的反应啊，你们的选择，其实对我来说是非常让我吃惊。
So let's read the scripture.
好，我们一起来读一下。
A passage here.
来一下，对啊，我们今天要读的经文。
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask everyone to read English first. If you could, then everyone read in Chinese, verse by verse.
我们先用中文英文来读，然后再用中文读。
我们请大家一起来读啊。好，我就先用英文开始。Let's all read together. In the third year of reign of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. 中文开始用中文。
犹大王约雅敬在位第一起来，在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷。将城围困。
Let's all read together. And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the articles from the temple of God. This he carried off to the temple of his God in Babylonia, and put in the treasure house of his God.
主将犹大王约雅敬并神殿中器皿的几分交付他手，他就把这器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的庙里，放在他神的库中。
Then the king ordered Ashpenaz, chief of his court officials, to bring into the king's service some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility.
王吩咐太监长亚瑟比拿从以色列人的宗室和贵胄中带进几个人来。
Young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well-informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians.
就是年少没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问，知识聪明具备，足能侍立在王宫里的。要教他们加勒底的文字言语。
The king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table. They were to train for 3 years, and after that, they were to enter the king's service.
王派令将自己所用的膳和所饮的酒，每日赐给他们一份， 养他们三年，满了三年，好叫他们在王面前次立。
Among those who were chosen were some from Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
他们中间有犹大族的人，但以理、亚纳尼亚、哈纳尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚。
The chief official gave them new names. To Daniel, the name of Belteshazzar. To Hananiah, Shadrach. To Mishael, Meshach. And Azariah, Abednego.
太监长给他们起名，称但以理为伯提撒撒，称哈纳尼亚为撒德拉，称米沙利为米撒，称亚撒利亚为亚波尼哥。
But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way.
但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。
Now God has caused the official to show favor and compassion to Daniel.
神使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩惠，受怜悯。
But the official told Daniel, I'm afraid of my lord the king, who has assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you look worse than the other young men your age? The king would then have my head because of you.
太监长对但以理说，我惧怕我王，我主我王，他已经派定你们的饮食，倘若他见你们的面貌比你们同岁的少年人肌瘦，怎么好呢？这样你们就使我的头在王那里难保。
Daniel then said to the guard whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
但以理对太监长所派管理但以理、哈纳尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚的委办说，
Please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink.
求你试试仆人们10天，给我们蔬菜吃，白水喝。
Then compare to our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food and treat your servants in accordance with what you see.
然后看看我们的面貌和用完善那少年人的面貌，就照你所看的待仆人吧。
So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days.
委办便因允准他们这件事，试看他们10天。
At the end of the 10 days, they look healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food.
过了10天，见他们的面貌比用完善的一切少年人更加俊美肥胖。
So the background of the story goes like this.
这故事的背景是这个样子的。
King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon.
巴比伦的王尼布甲尼撒。
He led his army and take raid over Jerusalem.
他带领他的军队围困了耶路撒冷。
And through his attack, he captured and arrested quite a few people from the noble families.
经过这个战争，他们抓获了很多以色列人的贵族。
And he took quite a few elite from the country back home.
他们对贵族中的一些优秀者带回了他们自己，带回了巴比伦。
And meanwhile, Jerusalem still having their own sort of nation.
那在那个时候，在耶路撒冷，他们自己的国还存在。
However, at the time, it became more like a puppet state.
但是在那个时候，好像就是一个附庸国一样。
So at the time, Babylonian king at the time took several elites and select.Choice young men among those young people.
在那时候，巴比伦的王他们就把带到巴比伦的犹太人中的一些贵族中的优秀者选了出来。
And his intent is he would like to train those young men to be the elite of his own.
他想来训练这些俊美的年轻人，能为他们成为他们自己所用。
We don't really know the true purpose of this.
啊，也许我们并不是很清楚王要这样做的原因。
Perhaps he is very intelligent.
啊，也许这个王是非常聪明的一个王。
He would like to pick the best among the nations.
啊，他也许想从各族中挑选最优秀的人。
So they can in turn serve Babylon.
啊，所以这些最优秀的人可以最后来为巴比伦服务。
Perhaps he can use those young men as hostages.
啊，也许他们要把这些年轻人当作人质。
So in a way control the country of Judah which is far away.
啊，这样他就可以控制犹大王，在遥远的犹大王。
In a way saying I do have your family members here.
也就是说我有你的人家人在这里作为人质。
So you better behave.
啊，所以你应该好好的听我的话。
Or in the other way perhaps he would like to raise those young men to be elite in future.
啊，也许他们想把这些俊美的年轻人，他们培养他们能够成长，成为统治者。
So they can better administer their own people.
所以他们就可以回去，回到犹大国，可以成为他们自己犹大国的统治者。
But because people usually will treat their own kind more acceptable.
啊，因为他们自己一般来说，我们人都会对自己的同族会比较的有耐心。
No matter what.Nebuchadnezzar is trying to raise those young men for his own.
啊，但不论怎么说，我们看到巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒要来培养这些年轻人。
He would like to treat them well.
他想很好的对待他们。
Give them the best education.
要给他们最好的教育。
Give them the best food.
给他们最好的食物。
And in a way, he would like to brainwash them.
啊，从另外一个角度来说，他们想要能对他们洗脑。
Saying, "I'm the one you should serve."
他想对他们说，我是你们应该要侍奉的王。
And at this time, he gave those young men two things they need to accept.
他尼布甲尼撒王给了这些年轻人两样事情需要他们来接受。
One is the king changed their name.
啊，第一就是尼布甲尼撒王改了他们的名字。
Secondly, he gave them the food from the king's table.
啊，第二，他给了他们王所用的饮食。
Now we have to understand, name is very important to a person.
啊，我们必须要能够意识到，名字对我们每个人来说是非常重要的。
Because the name represents our identity.
因为我们的名字代表了我们的身份。
Now Daniel has a very good name.
丹尼里他有一个非常好的名字。
Daniel, the name Daniel means Lord Jehovah is my judge.
啊，丹尼里这个名字的意思就是耶和华是我的审判官。
However, right now the new name he has given is Belteshazzar.
他得到的这个新名字是伯提撒撒。
The meaning Bel means the Bel God in Babylon.
啊，这里带的名字的意思有巴利的意思，就是巴比伦的偶像。
It means Bel is my protector.
所以伯提撒撒的名字的意思是巴利是我的保护。
Can you imagine someone for royal family from the line of Judah, and now we receive a new name, and his name is Bel is my protector?
啊，你能够想象一个从犹大出来的贵族，他有了一个新的名字，新的名字是巴利，是我的保护者。你能想象这样的事情吗
？Surprisingly enough, Daniel didn't object.
非常奇怪的是，我们看到丹尼里却没有提出不同的想法。
Maybe you say, well, Daniel, perhaps he's a fence sitter. Whatever the authority says, he will follow.
啊，也许你可能想说，丹尼里就像墙头草一样，不论是他的上面的人怎么说，他就怎么听怎么做。
He's easily swayed by whoever is in power, because he's afraid of authority.
啊，也许你可能说，他可能是很惧怕权势，不论有权的人怎么说，他就怎么做。
However, in reality, Daniel is a man with courage.
但是其实我们知道，事实上，丹尼里是一个非常有勇气的人。
In the later chapters, we realize Daniel is not afraid of his king at all.
我们在以后的章节当中，我们看到，其实丹尼里完全不惧怕巴比伦的王。
However, at this time, he didn't react.
但是我们看到，在这个时候，丹尼里却没有任何的反应。
I realize sometimes we are very easily to be offended.
啊，我意识到很多时候，我们作为基督徒，我们很多时候我们会被人好像感到被人侵犯到了。
Non-Christians too.
我想也许非基督徒也是这样。
Maybe we go out and talk to someone, all of a sudden there's someone passing by McDonald's and make a remark about how we look.
也许我们在和人在交谈的时候，也许在麦当劳外面跟人交谈的时候，正好有个人经过，然后对我们的样式、样貌、穿着提出了一些不同的想法。
Perhaps when you are in school or in workplace, someone make a remark about your accent.
也许你在学校当中或者在工作当中，有人对你的口音有些说法。
About your height.
或者是对你的身高有些说法。
And all of a sudden that's it.
那个时候你可能说真是很生气。
It ruined my day.
说我的一天都被这毁掉了。
And I realize in our life,There are certain percentage of people we could never please them.
我意识到在我们的生命当中有那么一部分人我们是没有办法能够让他们满意的。
I would say about 20% of people, they will always say something very positive and nice to you.
我在想大概可能有 20% 左右的人他们总是会说很正面的话说鼓励的话。
They are blessing from the Lord.
因为他们是从神来的祝福。
However, there are 60% of people, they just look and start judging and seeing how you behave, and they will make remarks.
但我看到大概有 60% 人他们就会看你的行为然后他开始会发出各样的一些评论。
And however, do you know there are 20% of people, no matter what you do, they will always make a negative remark about you.
那最后还有 20% 的人不论你做什么他总是会对你有很负面的评价。
Last night, someone came to my house and cooked Cantonese rice soup.
那昨天晚上有人到了我家里来给我做了一些广东式的汤。
And somehow, once I smelled the smell of dry shrimp, I got really irritated.
但当我闻到那个干的木耳或干的香菇的味道的时候，虾米的时候。我觉得很不舒服。
You know, it's not problem of her cooking. The problem is me.
我想这个问题不是那个做饭的人，其实那个问题在于我自己。
If the person is trying to please me,
如果那个人是要来让我满意的话
，then she won't be able to please most of the other people.
如果他要能让我满意的话，他可能就没有办法让其他的人满意。
If we try to please those 20% or 10% people in our life.
如果我们一生当中我们只想要能够让那 10% 或者 20% 的人高兴满意。
And we will revolve our center of attention of our life totally just trying to please those 10%.
那我们的生活生命的重心就是围绕着那些 10%,20% 的人转。
And I can bet you still futile. They won't like you. They won't like you.
那我可以告诉你的是那是没有用的他们还是会不喜欢你。
Don't live a lifetrying to pleasing those people that God didn't intend you to make effort for those.
我想我要给大家的建议是你不用把你所有的生命的时间都花在要在那些 10%,20% 的满意上面因为神也许并没有让你去来改变那些人。
And we are not capable.
我们也没有办法去改变。
I'm not saying here that we don't care about other people's judgment.
我想我并不是说我们对人家的一些评论我们都好熟视无睹。
Many times God used other people's words to correct us.
我想很多时候神也借着他人的话语能够让我们有些改变，有些进步。
However, after re-examining our life,
但是当我们能够来检讨我们自己的生活的时候
and realize that we have done everything we could.
如果意识到我们已经做了我们尽了我们所能做的事情
And those people still making the same remarks about us
如果那些人还对我们有同样的评论评价的话
Then we can put those remarks aside
那我们就可以不要去理那些评论
Don't let those negative words affect you and become the center of your life
不要让那些负面的话语来影响你成为好像你生命当中唯一要关注的事情。
Because God didn't design us to see our value based on those words.
我想很重要的是因为神并没有来创造我们让我们把我们的价值放在别人的评论之上。
In reality, God did not ask us to value ourselves based on our external environment.
其实神完全没有要我们把我们自己的价值建立在我们周围的环境之上。
I want to thank Dave who gave me this t-shirt.
我很感谢 Dave 给了我这件 T 恤衫。
The T-shirt says "Linsanity."
啊，这 T-shirt 上面说的是 "Linsanity"， 林疯子。
Less than 10 months ago，
啊，不超过十个月以前
，This T-shirt sells for $22。
啊，在不超过十个月以前，这件 T 恤衫要花二十几块美金。
Now it sells for 93 cents。
啊，那现在只要九毛三一美元都不到。
Can you imagine we base our value on the external number？
啊，我们想象一下，如果我们的生命的价值是建立在我们身外之物上。
If that's the case, I think Jeremy at this time he must have gone to depression.
啊，如果真是这样的话，那我想
他一定变成沮丧症了。林书豪，
林书豪一定会有沮丧症了。
So our value does not base on those external numbers.
啊，我们的价值不建立在外部的社会上。
And what is our worth then?
啊，那更糟的是什么呢？我们的价值是什么呢？
For Daniel, if he focused his value based on his name,
啊，如果但以理他把他的价值建立在他的名字上，
he will go crazy.
啊，他会快要发疯的，他会。
Because he had a very good name. He should be proud of. He say, Jehovah God is my judge.
他本来有一个非常好的名字，他非常喜欢的名字，说耶和华是我的审判官。
Now everyone calls him Bill as your protector.
但是现在大家都说巴利是你的保护。
But God is using Daniel to show us our value does not base on people's words.
我想神就借着这样的事情，借着但以理这样的事情，告诉我们，我们的价值不建立在别人的话语之上。
How much do we worth?
我们到底值多少呢？
Do you know how much do you worth?
你知不知道你值多少？你价值何在？
A few years ago, I bought my new home.
几年以前我买了我的新房子。
And somehow, a fellow Chinese, talked to me about the purchase I have done.
啊，那有一个中国人就对我，给我一些，关于我买房子的一个评论。
And he said, you know George, I know your neighbor.
啊，哎，George，我知道你的邻居。
And he told me whoever bought this house,
啊，他告诉我说不知道是谁买了这个房子。
He must have money to burn.
啊，他一定是非常的有钱。
How would you, once you hear this word, how would you feel?
啊，当你听到这样的话的时候，你心里会怎么想？
I've been taken for a ride, isn't it?
啊，你会觉得说好像是很不开心。
But how much the house is depend on how much I pay for.
但是这个房子价值是关于我付了多少钱决定于。
I have a particular purpose for the house in mind.
我在我看来，我对这个房子会有一个特别的旨意。
So when I bought that house worth that much.
当我买那个房子之后，那个房子就值那么多钱。
And right now it worth every penny of it.
他现在也值我所花的每一分钱。
Because I bring people to that house every week.
因为我每个星期都把朋友带到我们家中。
And how much do you worth?
你值多少钱？
Do you know how much do you worth?
你知不知道你的价值有多少？
Ask God.
来问神。
Do you know how much?
你知道吗？
The blood of his son.
是他爱子的宝血。
So do you care about how other people judge you?
所以你还是不是关心别的人对你有什么样的评论呢？
If he has paid that price, then I'm worth that much.
如果他已经付了那样的代价，我就值那么多。
If we don't know how much we're worth,
如果我们不知道我们的价值有何在，有多少，
then we will follow the market price of this world.
那我们就会随着这世界的价值的改变而改变。
Then when there is an external force coming,
所以当我们有一个外部的力量发生的时候，
just like this hollow ball,
就像这个空的塑料球一样。
If I myself was just as same as this hollow ball,
啊，如果我的重量就是跟那个很轻的这个塑料球一样重的话
，When it collide，
如果它跟别的东西碰撞的时候
，I will also move，
那我就会被碰得东碰西跑。
However, if I know how much I worth，
但是如果我知道我的重量的话，我的价值的话
，I know my worth is worth of God's Son's blood，
我知道我的价值值得主耶稣的宝血。
I won't be moved，
我就不会移动。
I won't be shaken，
我就不会动摇。
Yes, indeed, I care about how my manager evaluate me。
是的，没错，我也很关心我的老板对我的评价。
However, he is not my true manager。
但是他并不是我真正的老板。
My evaluation won't affect my life。
他给我的评价不会影响我的生命。
Yes, at work, if I receive a bad evaluation, maybe perhaps at work I got upset for a few hours。
啊，是的，也许如果在工作的地方，如果得到一个不好的评价的话，会有那么几个小时让我心里不舒服。
But when I come home, I realize at the end of the day, God is my manager。
但是当我回到家中，我会意识到，最后最终决定我的是我的神。
So how, why should I care about my immediate manager, how he rates me?
既然如此，我为什么还要关心我的小老板对我的评价呢？
Yes, God asks us to respect and pay submission to our immediate authority.
是的，神要我们能够顺服我们在世的掌权者。
However, I know who is the one who truly giving me this job.
但是我知道谁才是真正给我这份工作的人。
And God is using Daniel to teach us a lesson.
神就借着但以理给我们这样的一个教训。
Yes, your name can be changed.
是的，你的名字可以改变。
Yes, people can belittle you.
是的，别人旁人可以来轻视你。
Can make you small.
可以让你看上去很渺小。
Can put you aside.
可以把你放在一边，不管不理你。
But He is the true boss.
但是我们的神才是我们真正的老板。
So the funny thing is, end up, Daniel stayed in the palace for 6 different kings.
所以很有趣的是我们看到但以理在王宫中经历了六位王。
Maybe one of the king didn't give him a good evaluation, or some king will praise him and raise him up.
啊，也许那六个王当中有些人可能给但以理的评价并不高，也许有些人喜欢他。
He did not care.
但是他却不在乎。
So end up his immediate boss keep on going.
啊，所以我们看到他的老板好像在变来变去。
And yet he still stay in palace.
但是他却不变，他还在王宫当中。
Can we say the same to our workplace today?
我们可不可以对我们现在的工作的地方也说同样的话呢？
Yes, I believe my manager will come and go.
是的，我想我的老板，我在世上的老板会变来变去。
However, I believe if one day God Before God removed me from IBM, I will continue to stay in IBM until that day.
但是我知道，如果我们在天上的神不把我们带走的话，我们会一直在 IBM 工作。
Nobody can remove me.
没有人可以把我们挪开。
Because my evaluation is based on Him.
因为我的价值是建立在我们的神上。
Today I walk on the street.
今天我如果在大街上行走。
If some girls think I'm ugly,
如果有女孩子说啊，你真是长得很丑。
Or some girls think I'm too short,
啊，如果有女孩子说啊，你真的长得不够高。
Or some girls say, "Hey, you are truly handsome."
啊，但是也许有女孩子说啊，你真是长得非常的英俊。
I don't care,
我不在乎。
Because my manhood is based on my wife.
但是因为我的评价在于我的太太。
So how much do you worth?
所以你价值有多少
？Your worth.Can we all say together, how much do I worth?
我们价值多少？
Can we all say together?
我们能不能一起来说？
How much do I worth?
神爱子的宝血。
As much as Jesus' blood.
神啊，耶稣的宝血。
The second law of Newton.
啊，这牛顿的第二定律。
Is that everybody persists in its state of being at the rest,Or of moving uniformly straight forward.
啊，一个物体它的运动形式不改变，直到有外力作用的后。
This is a screw.
啊，这是一个螺丝钉。
No, this screw can be vacuumed through from a vacuum cleaner.
啊，这是从一个吸尘器里面掉出来的。
It can be blown away by vacuum cleaner or suck it up.
啊，它可能被一个吸虫，可能会被吸尘器给轻轻松松的就吸走，也可能会被吹掉。
However, when this screw or nail is fastened on the wall,
啊，但是如果这个螺丝钉钉在墙上的时候。
It become unshakable, unmovable.
啊，它变得非常的坚硬，不会动摇，不会移动。
And become powerful.
也变得非常的强有力。
And you can start to hang on many different things.
啊，你可以在它上面放很多很重的东西。
The speakers, light.
啊，不论是音响或者是灯。
Now Daniel recognizes.
啊，丹尼里他也意识到这一点。
He realized the reason why he has such confidence.
他意识到他为什么有这样的自信信心
It's because his value in God's eyes.
因为他意识到他的这一切都来自于神在他在神心中的价值
And therefore is the relationship making unmovable and so powerful.
所以是他和神的关系让他变得不可动摇
Now today the king Nebuchadnezzar asking the young man, now you have to change your diet.
啊，所以在这时候我们看到尼布甲的撒王要这些年轻人改变他们的饮食。
To Daniel, this is something that's go beyond the boundary.
啊，对但以理来说，这已经超过了他能够接受的极限。
Because food is something Daniel want to hold steadfast for the Lord.
因为在饮食上，但以理想要来让神那。在做在神看来正确的事情。
Babylonian kitchen will cook the food according to their own custom.
啊，但是我们看到在那个时候，巴比伦王他王的饮食是根据他们巴比伦的传统所。
And those meat maybe has already gone through the offering to their gods.
啊，也许他这里吃那些一些肉都可能已经是用来献祭的肉。
And Daniel refused to defile himself through eating those food.
啊，但以理他不愿意吃这些食物来玷污了他自己。
Because this will affect his relationship with his God.
啊，因为他知道这些会影响他和神之间的关系。
And he wants to be holy and set apart for God to use.
他想成为圣洁，他想分别为圣，为神所用。
Today I ask a very simple question.
今天我问一个很简单的问题。
Is there anything in your life you want to set apart for the Lord?
在你的生命当中有什么东西你想要把它分别为圣出来为了神。
There is nothing else can touch this part.
没有任何别的事物任何人能够来碰触这些事物。
Because this is essential for your relationship with God.
因为这是关乎你和神之间的关系。
Perhaps it's one day a week you set apart for the Lord.
啊，也许是你每个星期有一天为神。
Maybe perhaps it's your daily devotion and praying time.
啊，也许是你每天的灵修或者祷告的时间。
Or perhaps your integrity.
啊，也许是你的人品人格。
Or perhaps your offering to the Lord.
啊，也许是你把你自己献上为了神的缘故。
At this time, Daniel said,You can change my name.
这个时候，但以理说，你可以改变我的名字。
You can say anything about me, and I don't care.
你可以给我有各种各样的评价，我不在乎。
Can you imagine a person without enemy?
你能不能想象一个人，他是完全没有敌人的
？John Maxwell, a very famous communicator, said.
John Maxwell 这样说。
He said he has no enemies.
他说他没有敌人。
Yes, indeed, other people may see him as a competitor, may see him as an enemy.
啊，是的，也许外人有可能把他当作是一个竞争者，看着是一个敌人。
But he say he knows his value.
但是他说他知道他的价值。
And therefore he see everyone as friends.
所以他看到所有的人都是他的朋友。
Because your words, your evaluation won't affect me.
啊，因为他人的话语不会影响到他。
Can you imagine today you walk in any place, you find out there is no enemy of yours?
你能不能想象一下，如果你今天走入任何一个地方， 所有的人都不是你的敌人，没有任何敌人。
And whatever negative comments people were made about you, it's fine to you.
啊，不论遇到什么样的人，或者不论人对你说什么样的话，对你来说都没有关系。
You will live very joyfully.
你会过一个非常喜乐的生活。
What a relaxed life.
一个多么放松、轻松的生活。
This is all because our value is based on His evaluation.
我想这一切都是因为我们的价值是建立在神的关系上。
This is all because there's a relationship with the unshakable, unmovable Creator.
啊，因为我们和一个永不改变的神有个这样美好的关系。
Now it's the relationship we have to hold on to.
所以是这样的一份关系和神的关系是我们需要抓住的。
Without this relationship,
没有和神的这个亲密的关系。
We are like a loose nail from the wall.
我们就像一个好像松动的钉子一样。
It can sweep away.
啊，我们会轻易的被扫走。
However, once we are fastened on the wall,
但是如果我们这个钉子是钉在墙上的时候
，It become unmovable.
我们不会动摇，不会移动。
Then we got our worth.
我们就得到了我们的价值。
And once the nail is on the wall.
当这个钉子螺丝钉钉在墙上的时候
We move with the house
我们就和这个房我们要动的话是和房子一起动
If the house doesn't move
如果房子不动
We won't move
我们也不动
Newton's third law
牛顿的第三定律
To every action there is always an equal and opposite reaction
当两个物体互相碰撞时会出现作用力与反作用力
Daniel now heknows his value is from God.
但以理他知道他的价值是从神而来。
Nobody can touch him.
没有人可以能碰到他。
Because he's not afraid of dying.
啊，因为他甚至于不怕死亡。
We Christian too.
我们基督徒也该同样如此。
Once we know our value system is based on our Creator and our life worth of His Son's blood.
当我们知道我们的生命、我们的价值是从神而来，我们的价值值得神爱子的宝血。
I'm telling you, we are dangerous.
我告诉你，我们真的很危险。
We are indestructible. We are Iron Man.
啊，我们像啊超人一样，我们不会被打败。
However, at this time,
但是在这个时候
，when the court official asked Daniel, "Could you take the king's food?"
当这个时候，太监长问但以理，你来可以吃王的饮食吗？
Daniel didn't say no, I won't.
但以理并没有说不，我不吃。
You go to hell.
你滚开。
Rather, Daniel listened to his plea.
但是相反的，我们看到但以理却听这个太监长他的说话语。
He listened to this official and find out the true reason why he wished.Daniel to eat food.
啊，他倾听着太监长的请求要求，他能够才能够明白为什么太监长要他来吃王的饮食。
Because he told Daniel, if you don't eat it,
他告诉，因为他告诉但以理说，如果你不吃的话
，if you don't look good,
如果你看上去肌瘦的话
，I will lose my head.
啊，我的命就不保了。
And Daniel have compassion.For the reason.
啊，我们知道但以理他是有爱心。
And Daniel say, "All right, give us 10 days."
但以理说，好吧，那你们给我10天的时间。
And I will eat vegetables and water.
啊，我只吃素食，喝白水。
This is very considerate.
这是非常啊，替人考虑着想的。
I realize when we are in a Christian circle for so long.
我意识到当我们在基督徒的圈子里面太久的时候
We uphold certain belief and principles
我们有时候紧紧地抓住我们的一些信仰的一些信仰
And outside people think we are strange
所以我们圈子外的人有时候非信徒感到我们非常的奇怪
And they feel we are unapproachable
他觉得我们好像非常不容易亲近
And yet we say we do this because I love God
很多时候我们说、哦、我们这个样子是因为我们爱神的缘故
And yet all other people were hurting
但是我们周围的人可能却受到了伤害
You know why?
你知道为什么吗
Because we are holding a tremendous energy and power from above
因为我们从神那里来领受了很多的能量很大的力量
And whatever we release and deliver
我们把这些的力量释放出来的时候
and carry power,
我们是带着力量的
and carry weight,
而是带着重量的
so all the people were hurt by our so-called stand fast,
所以当我们周围的人可能会因为我们的所做的会受到伤害
but Daniel asked the reason why you want me to eat,
但看到这个地方但以理去问太监长为什么你要我吃王的饮食
And later chapters, Daniel also asked some incident why people were trying to kill him.
在后面的章节当中，没看到但以理也问护卫长说为什么要来杀我。
It is funny when someone approaches and say, "I want to kill you."
这非常好像奇怪的是，如果有人要来到你面前要来杀你的时候
，Could you still be calm and say, "Could you tell me a reason why you want to kill me?"
你是不是还能够保持镇静的说，哎，你能不能告诉我你为什么要杀我？
Probably most people's reaction say you are unrighteous, you are devil, you get out.
所以我想很多人的第一反应是你是不圣洁不公义的。
And yet Daniel listened to the reason.
但我看到但以理却听他们的原因。
He created a buffer.
他建立了这样的一个保护层。
And he would like to listen and find out the true reason.
他想知道这个真正的原因何在。
And realize the reason is if he's eating vegetable, he won't look good.
他发现真正的原因是如果他只吃素食的话他也许不会看上去不会那么的健康俊美。
And Daniel said, give us 10 days.
但以理说你给我10天的时间。
I'm going to show you.
我会来做给你看。
Now imagine you are eating vegetables for 10 days.
你想象一下如果你只有 10天只吃蔬菜的话。
And you are teenager.
而且你是年轻人的话。
You know, teenager loves to eat.
我知道年轻人17岁的年轻人非常爱吃。
Not only love to eat, they like to eat a lot.
他们不但只是爱吃他们爱吃很多的食物。
Not only eat a lot, they need proteins.
他们不但是要吃很多而且他们需要很多的蛋白质。
And Daniel and with his three friends, they were teenagers at the time.
在那个时候，但以理和他的三个朋友都是年轻人，十几岁的年轻人。
And yet they drink just water.
但是你看到他们只是喝白水。
Not soy milk.
他不喝的不是豆浆。
Not yogurt.
也不是酸奶。
Just water and vegetable.
仅仅只是喝白水，吃素菜。
10 days later, they become healthier than others.
发现十天以后他却比其他人显得更加的健康。
Actually, in the original text,
其实在原文当中
it says they are better in appearance and fatter in flesh.
在原文当中是说他们更加的俊美更加的肥胖。
Because at the time, they were judged by how fat you are to consider how strong and how beautiful you are.
因为在那个时候是以肥胖为美。
And after 10 days, Daniel gained weight.
十天以后，但以理体重增加了。
Daniel allowed himself has some time to prove to others that God will intervene.
但以理他有时运用时间来证明神会来干预。
He knows if his immediate reaction is very harsh.
如果他知道，如果他的第一的反应是非常严厉的反应的话
，All the people couldn't take it.
周围的人没有办法能够接受。
We Christians, we need to be very careful and considerate.
我们作为基督徒，我们要非常照顾我们周围的人的感受。
Yes, God will take care of us.
是的，神会来照顾我们。
But how we express God's love, we need to be very, very careful.
但是如何来表达神的爱我们需要非常的小心。
Because other people could be torn apart because of our words.
我想因为如果我们不注意的话我们周围的人会为我们的语言所伤害。
So-called principles.
即使我们的语言是好像是像我们的原则一样。
I would like to give some review.
我想给大家一些这样的回顾。
Now Daniel did not fight or argue about his name changing.
我们看到但以理却没有为他的名字的改变有任何的征战。
Perhaps other people keep calling him his new name, saying Bill is your protector. Bill is your protector.
也许在那个时候有很多人叫但以理说巴利是你的保护，巴利是你的保护。
He did not care.
他不在乎。
What he does is he lives to show.
他所做的就是用他的生命活出来。
I'm going to show you who is my true protector.
他 让他生命活出来，向大众人显现，所以他是他真正的保护。
Don't argue.
啊，不用跟人家争论。
Some people may make a comment about Christianity.
啊，也许有人会对我们的信仰会发各样的评论。
On some occasions.
在有些时候。
They're just words.
啊，就是好，就是一些话语而已。
What you want to do is live it to show.
我想我们应该做的是用我们的生命活出来，来向他们显现。
And we can have joy in our life. It doesn't matter how other people see us.
我想我们如果我们不在意我们周围的人对我们怎么看的话，我们生命会有更多的喜乐。
I don't care about other people's evaluation or about my manhood.
我想我并不在乎别人认为我是不是够 man.
Daniel sees relationship with God as one of the most important things in his life.
在但以理的眼中，他和神的关系是最重要的。
Because he knows he is a precious vessel before the Lord.
因为他知道他是神手中贵重的器皿。
The reason why he's precious because of the relationship.
之所以是贵重的，是因为他和神的关系。
And that's why that's the thing we need to hold on to.
所以这是我们需要紧紧抓住的，是和神的关系。
If there is anything in this world,
如果在这世界上有任何的事情，
perhaps your manager asks you to work 7 days a week.
啊，也许你的老板要你一周工作七天。
And you have to ask yourself, who is truly my evaluator?
你就要问你自己，谁才是你真正的评论者、评价者？
Then you ask your manager.
所以你就会问你的老板。
Is there any reason you want me to work 7 days a week?
你可以问他。有什么原因需要我一周工作七天吗？
Just like Daniel, you find out the true reason.
就像但以理所做的那样，你要找到真正的原因。
Perhaps the manager say because we are short of hands.
啊，也许你的老板会说啊，因为我们现在人手不够。
Perhaps my business is not doing well.
啊，或者说啊，现在我们的生意实在是不好。
Now you can show God through your action.
所以在这个时候，你就可以。在他的面前来用你的生命来显示神。
You can say to your manager, "Give me 1 day of a week."
你可以跟你的老板说，让我一周有一天的时间。
Test me for 10 weeks.
让我这样来试验我10个星期。
To see will the business go down or not?
你让我试验，看看我们的生意是不是会变得更糟糕。
To allow God to intervene and change the situation.
我们要来让神来改变，来影响的这个状况。
Thirdly, we need to know.
第三，我们需要知道。
We Christians carry a tremendous power and force when we talk.
我们作为基督徒，在我们在说话的时候，我们带着很大的能量。
And we need to be gentle and considerate with people around us.
我们需要非常的温柔，我们需要对我们周人的感受有所顾忌。
We have to find out the reason why other people have struggled with us.
啊，我们必须要能够知道为什么我们周遭的人有些时候跟我们有问题。
Yes, you may be very pious.
啊，也许是没错，是也许你很多时候你很愿意坚守你的原则。
And maybe you are very spiritual.
啊，也许你真的是非常的属灵。
But your surrounding have no clue of who you are.
但是你周围的人也许对你完全没有认知。
Now you need to create a buffer for others.
所以你要是建立这样的一个保护层来保护你周遭的人。
And at the time when God can use you and through you he can manifest his power.
在那个时候神可以借着你来显明他的能力。
Do you want God manifest his power in your life?
你是不是愿意神借着你来显明他的能力呢？
Treasure your relationship with God.
紧紧地抓住你和神的关系。
And be considerate with others.
对周遭的人的感受，我们要有所考虑。
And God will intervene and change the situation.
我们知道神必然会改变一切。
Let's pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Through Daniel, we realize who we are.
通过但以理的故事，我们知道我们是谁。
May we be changed.
愿我们被改变。
Knowing that our value is based on you.
我们知道我们的价值是建立在你的身上。
Not based on this world.
不是建立在这个世界上。
And Lord, may you use us.
主，求你来使用我们。
To manifest your power.
来彰显你的能力。
And your love.
你的爱。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.